An attempt by the Satanic Temple to block Indiana's near-total abortion ban so it could provide mail-order abortion drugs was dismissed by a federal judge this week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on Attorney General Todd Rokita's victory in federal district court.
The Satanic Temple's lawsuit argued that the state's abortion ban violated multiple provisions of the U.S. Constitution. The 14th Amendment, by discriminating against some of its members who become pregnant unintentionally in favor of members who become pregnant because of rape or incest, the 13th Amendment, by forcing the conditions of slavery on its members, and the 5th Amendment, by taking its members' uteruses. It also alleged that the law violated Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act by stopping its members from performing the satanic abortion ritual. The court's dismissal didn't get into any of those arguments. The temple refused to name any of its members or its leadership in the lawsuit, arguing it was for their protection. But Judge Jane Magnus Stinson says without being able to show whether any of its members are actually being harmed by the ban, the temple doesn't have grounds to bring the lawsuit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.